This is the third year. The first year was really focused on, let's just talk about affordable housing and figure out what it is at all.
Right.
So we had 12 breakout sessions, and we had anything from military housing, housing for people with disabilities, to types of housing. So we had one on community land trust and land banks, and then even other issues that intersect with housing. So we had a health and housing panel, and we had economic development and housing and how those intersect with one another. The second year, we really focused on what are other people across the state doing already in affordable housing. So, for instance, Henrico County is actually putting aside some of their data center revenues for affordable housing. It's $10 million, I think, a year in affordable housing in their data center revenues.
Wow.
So we've done those. Marion, town of Marion over in Southwest Virginia, they've done a project on blight. And so they've partnered with Virginia Housing, torn down some dilapidated homes, resold those units, and redevelop them so that the neighborhoods come up. So really innovative approaches across the state. And then this year, we're really focusing on what are we doing well. We're 3 years in, we've learned a lot, and what are we doing? So bringing people together, really have a conversation about our region and about ongoing issues that we continue to see. And we're really excited to have over 250 people come together.
Wow, that, you can see just the progression of all of this, and to move to talking about solutions. You can make a really good case that you are discussing this and moving forward. It's not just we get together every year and talk about the same thing. That you've been careful not to do that.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's really the progression that the Regional Housing Assembly wanted to see, and in taking feedback from the community itself and folks who attended, the first 2 years, we do a lot to make sure we're incorporating your feedback as community members of what folks want this event to see, or what folks want to see at this event. And so we're excited to highlight, the actions that are going on. I think it's easy, to, as Sam said, it's a really large problem, and it can be hard to kind of quantify it in, like on a project level. But we do have some really cool projects going on here within our region currently that we're really excited to highlight and give folks a way to plug in to, how they can get involved in those conversations.
Well, and when I had forgotten that a few years ago when the health district and Mary Washington Healthcare came out with that study and that this was so high on it, housing, really kind of surprised everybody. We all knew it, but I think in that surveying setting, that really did show. And that then, as Sam had mentioned, just the whole housing assembly taking place, and the whole issue is moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've seen that affordable housing has risen to the top again for the most recent community health assessment. And so continuing, to prioritize that as a region, we think that's really important, and excited to continue to engage, all the different folks that are at the table, and how do we, really quantify what those solutions look like and be really innovative, find ways to bring folks together that maybe weren't traditionally working together in the past. Because housing, really is the glue for so many other issues. As Sam mentioned, it has that intersection with economic development, with, how we bring businesses and other folks to our region, with health outcomes. There's, a whole host of things that it really intersects with.
And we all know, we've all looked at prices, or we all know people that are just really struggling. This is an issue that touches everybody in some way.
Absolutely. Yeah, it really is like that continuum of housing from the most vulnerable to folks who are really the most stable are still seeing impacts. If you want to sell your home and downsize, or you're looking to, get you know, even a larger unit, or you have a growing family, you are have an ownership, you know, in your property. People are seeing impacts really across that spectrum. You can visit the GWRC website, and we have also quite a large mailing list. So you can also sign up for the mailing list on the website. But tickets are available there. You can also find it on any of our social media. Okay. So we've posted it a number of places. So, gwregion.org for tickets. And you'll find a section for under housing for the Regional Housing Assembly.
Okay.
So you can find tickets there, online, and any of our social media places.
Tickets are $35, and most of that goes to towards us just covering the cost of it.
Sure.
We want as many people to come as possible, though. So if there is someone who is currently in affordable housing or in need of affordable housing, or the $35 is just a challenge for them to be able to attend, there is a promo code. It's Housing2025. So anyone can use that to get a free ticket. We would rather have voices than someone say, the $35, I just can't swing. Our office does a ton of good work, and I think we have a really good group of really smart people. But most of our people who work in our office have not experienced hardship of the issues that we work on. And I think in order for us to be good planners and to be able to help our region come up with solutions that will actually work for people, we have to have people who actually live this every single day in the room helping to provide that voice. And so I think you'll hear community engagement being a big push for all of our programs. I know we've definitely talked about that in homeless services. I don't want to plan homeless services and then every person experiencing homelessness tell me I will never use that or I would never go there.
Right.
And so we would do the same thing about affordable housing. Is I don't want to say, okay, we'll just put up a bunch of apartment buildings and someone say, actually, I just really wanted a single family home with a little yard. And so we also don't want to force anyone into a living condition that they don't want to be in while also having those restrictions and things that come along with being able to afford things. So I think in particular, having voices here is really important to us. It's an issue that more people in our office can deal with than like homelessness. I think a majority of people in our region struggle with affording their housing or having a house in a way that fits their needs, or even moving from rental to home ownership is always a struggle for most people. But being able to have those voices, especially from a locality standpoint, the ones who are actually going to make decisions in the end, to be able to get them in touch with constituents and be able to hear voices of people that they work for is also a really important goal for us for this.
Yeah, I would think that that's what makes this so unique. Like you say, there are some issues, homelessness, that you want to do things about. But boy, this is an issue that does affect all of us. And to hear what people are saying, and to hear some of the ideas, and that's where this whole program becomes so valuable to the community.
Yeah, and I think the education piece of the summit is always important. I think we don't know what we don't know, and so being able to have conversation around interesting topics is a huge piece of it. The bigger part of the summit is networking. Most things don't happen in our region, especially a region our size, without collaboration and knowing people. So I think this provides an awesome opportunity to get people in a room together who usually aren't in a room together and force collaboration a little bit. We build in lots of networking breaks. And most of that is because we're moving walls and like transitioning from thing to thing. But lots of intentional network breaks and forcing people to talk to one another and have conversation, even when you don't always see it eye to eye or have the same conclusion or maybe disagree, but being able to have conversation and make space for conversation in ways that you haven't before.